The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. We always appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin is here as well. Kelly, we forgot our pro tip of the hour last hour. Should we do that?
Let's get it.
Pro tip of the hour last hour. Just because you hear a trend, don't follow it blindly. Now, that may seem so simple to most who are listening to this show, but to some who are brand new or new-ish to sports betting, the thing with trends is this, and you don't hear them a lot on this show. Now, I won't make a 100% rule on that. There are exceptions to every rule. Sometimes they are very interesting and intuitive. You can actually wrap your brain around them and say to yourself, huh, that actually makes sense for these reasons. The reason that trends are sort of, in my opinion, dangerous is because they're easily consumable. And they're easily consumable in a way that makes you feel like you're smart. And most of them, quite frankly, are not predictive. They're just narrative. So just because you hear a trend, we talked about it through the lens of the Cardinals first quarter thing earlier. That might not be the greatest example of it. Cardinals have just scored 3 points thus far this year. Therefore, they might be, you know, the implication is, are they likely to do that moving forward? Maybe not. And of course, there's other factors that get DeAndre Hopkins back. But there's all kinds of trends that you'll hear. Just because you hear one, don't follow it blindly. That's your pro tip of the hour, your VSiN pro tip of the hour. Right here on a numbers game. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Which brings us to Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger right here. Oh, yeah. This is dramatic. At Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. All right,
beautiful.
Billy.
Breaking a trend this morning.
What's that?
Wearing black all the time.
There you go.
So I'm trained. I do have some gray.
What do we call this? A off black? What is this?
No, this is gray.
It's gray.
A little African motif.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is gray, and I'll wear gray, black, or navy blue. It's about it. You know, Kangol sent me, I told you, there's 13 of these hats, and the pinks and the pink, red, I gave them all away. But anyway, yeah.
I was just going to ask you, how many Kangol top combinations do you have? It's like a Garanimals thing for you. Are they lined up like that in your closet?
They are lined up. I can't believe you even know that. Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's just one thing people wouldn't know normally. Yeah. But, yeah, don't have too many. I just, you know, I'm it's amazing, Gil. I'm actually pretty frugal on myself.
Mm-hmm.
But yet others, I have no problem spending. Like tonight, I'm going out for a big dinner.
I'm the same way.
I'm frugal on myself on certain things. I try to get value. Every time I walk through Caesars, they have these little at the counter guys, positive EV right away here on a numbers game.
I won't even say I'm sorry to interrupt. Finish your thought.
Yeah. No. You walk into Caesars and they give away sanitizer pens all on the counter. I always grab a handful. So now at home, I have like 240 of them. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I know it's just good to glom them.
I won't even give myself credit for being frugal. I just don't require much. You know what I mean? Like
right.
I don't require much. Just give me a game to bet on, and I'm a happy man.
Yeah.
But for others, my loved ones, absolutely.
I have an allergy to money.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I have a very bad allergic reaction to money. But, So you could feel it in the air now here in the mornings. I get out of bed, head over here like 7:20, 7:30. You could feel it in the air. The seasons are changing.
Oh, yeah.
It feels good, though. It feels football. It feels college basketball.
Yep.
It maybe even feels NBA. I'm not a real big NBA fan. I heard you guys talking earlier about a little NBA.
You're a huge college basketball guy.
I'm a huge college basketball guy, but I think the NBA is so overhyped. It's so hard to, like, people just think it's easy to beat. And all these kids,
yeah.
Let's face it. Like, my friend home in Jersey, his son became an NBA handicapper when gambling was legal in Jersey. If it wasn't for his father being a homeless shelter. I mean, it's that simple. It's just everyone thinks they grew up. Oh, man. I grew up on, you know, these guys. I love NBA. I know I can beat this. I really can't name too many people. As a matter of fact, one that can beat NBA sides, and he only picks about 5 to 10 games a year, NBA sides. Totals is a different thing. Props, different thing. NBA sides, good luck. Yeah. No, I had someone that sells games. Very big name in the industry, giant. He'll text me probably, but he doesn't really talk to me no more. He'll say to me, Bill, What are you doing? Why would you tell anybody something like that? How are we all supposed to make money selling games?
Man, we just speak the truth, man.
I refuse to do it. I'm not selling NBA sides. Now, I will talk NBA sides when I know I have – when I know I'm laying four and that line's going to six, I have no problem giving it out. By the way, guys, some key numbers in NBA. Unlike any other sport, those numbers are key. Five, seven, they're key numbers. In other words, you want to make sure that you're taking seven on a game – rather than taking plus 6.5 minus 05. So there's a lot of if you're going to bet this this you know sides. So,
but I'm glad you make the distinction between sides and totals because we both know a couple guys that are wildly successful doing totals. I have Carl Sack, who's been on this show and has given out NBA totals on this show. He might have even given out an NBA side once, but he's primarily a totals guy.
Yep.
He will come on this show, and like when we have the Right Angle Sports guys on, by the way, Right Angle Sports will be in studio tomorrow here, Michael Craig and company. And I don't know if Ed's going to be here, Ed Golden or not, I'm not sure, but the Right Angle Sports crew will be here. But when Right Angle comes on and when Carl Sack comes on, as soon as they give the pick, the global markets move. And he's an NBA totals guy. So that's different than, and by the way, what's the secret sauce? He'll never tell you, but he has certain things he looks at. So there are something with pacing, obviously, right, with these NBA games that is beatable if you figure it out sort of, if you've unlocked that sort of, you know, box. Sides, different story.
Yep.
Generally speaking.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned some guys that win. I'll actually, you know, like people will say, oh, no, never talk about someone else that win. Listen, there is a few groups that win.
Absolutely.
You just mentioned them. I mean, they you know, you have to have multiple accounts. You get ready to go fire. Boom. If you're quick on with the computer, you're going to win, you know, following those guys.
Yep.
So, you know, no animosity or anything there. Those guys, you mentioned some winning guys. But there's all nothing but charlatans and snake oil salesmen out there.
Let me just ask you about I don't usually ask you about the pro tip, but we just happened to do the pro tip here at the beginning of this hour for last hour. That resonates with you?
Oh, yeah. The trends thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know that I'm probably a big, big voice in talking about trends or BS.
On this show, we never
People talk have
about.
To do it, though. They have nothing else to say.
Well, so this,
they have nothing else to sell. They can't sell. They don't know anything.
I just want to get to the crux of the line that I used, which is the trick of it is, I don't know if the trick is the right word. I'm not trying to besmirch anybody. It's just that there's always new bettors coming up, and it is an easily consumable nugget. And
very
so
good.
It makes you feel smarter than you actually are with that, if that makes sense.
Makes you feel smarter.
And I'm not I really want to make clear, I'm not trying to insult anybody.
No.
But all I'm saying is you just have to be careful with them because there's a difference between narrative and predictive, and that's the issue.
Gil, I think you're talking about trends like I am, though, that go back more than one season, too. Because that you see a lot. You haven't seen it as much, but you'll see. Oh, my God, it's all they used to say. This team last 14 times they played. 14 times, it took 7 years.
Yeah.
It's a different squad. Now, same year, though, I'll believe, like, the Eagles. Eagles come out first half. They've been a really good first half team. And maybe there's something in analytics. Maybe there's something in the coaching staff. Something comes out where they're better in the first half.
I would argue we only have 6 points, data points so far,
okay.
So we don't know anything.
That's true, too.
I just want to make this clear. I'm not saying it's 100%, right? I think anybody who says 100%, and we see this all the time in sports betting. People say, oh, you're 100% wrong, and I'm 100% right. How many people do we know like that? I'm not saying that. There are always exceptions to every rule. Dr. Bob famously had this preseason NFL trend when there were 4 games of preseason. It no longer applies now that there are 3. But the way that teams played game 2 after losing game 1, how they played them after winning game 1, there are things like that that are tried and true because it makes sense intuitively. Oh, yes, it makes sense that a team would want to give the coaches would want to give their players a feeling of a victory after a loss like that, preparing for the season. There's a Buckeye database. There's all these databases that go back to 1978 in football, by the way, coming off byes, heading into, like, there is something to those things because that does have to do with rest and travel and that kind of thing. So I'm not saying it's 100% false with trends. Some matter, most do not.
I would tend to agree 100%.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know the name Billy Joe Tolliver?
Yes, of course. Former NFL quarterback, Charger,
well, of course
Billy Joe Tolliver. Falcon,
just
I think, as well.
He sent me a text. He said, I'm watching you guys on the big screen.
Hey.
Billy Joe.
Thank you, Billy Joe Tolliver.
Good guys. But on my podcast, good guy. He's a fan of the show. That's great. I didn't know that.
Falcon and Charger, do I have that right? Kelly's checking on me.
Yeah.
Billy Joe Tolliver.
Check that out. He definitely was on. You know what? I think you're right.
And who else?
Oilers, Houston? Falcons, Chiefs, Saints.
No Chargers?
No. You got
Chargers. Oh, okay, good.
Oilers in there too. I would not have guessed. Yeah. I would not have guessed Oilers in
and
there.
And by the way, what a great guy.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's just a great guy. I've been with him a few times in town, and he came on my show, and he'll come on now that I know he's a fan. If you ever want a quarterback's perspective, a 10-year veteran quarterback, I'm sure he'll come on for you.
By the way, we're going to run into a wall here, but after the break, I want to talk about some of your tweets this week.
Okay.
One of which I'm not even aware of. You're going to share it with me as you share it with the audience. One you were...
About 140,000, 138,000 views, and I was asked to take it down. I took it down.
Asked to take it down.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And then you have this one that has to do with, you know, for those, and this is not sports betting, but this is just gaming, for you and your friends who might be coming to town on any given weekend to bet sports, but you also sort of dabble in table games. You also play some machines. Well, there are some machines in town that never win.
That never win.
Never.
Yeah, so I just put one on there. Yeah. Listen, it's a single progressive on one machine, so I know it's gonna take years of coin in to hit. This hasn't been years. This has been decades.
Decades. We'll talk about that. A machine that hasn't won for anybody in decades. That's pretty awesome. You got like 80,000 on that as well.
Yeah.
The stuff you put out, man, you'll just get tons of people watching.
85.
Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted, on the other side. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game live from the majestic South Point Hotel Casino, tip of the strip. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin is here, and Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. Wise Cracks is the name of the podcast with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. We went all tweets crazy yesterday, so we went a little lower on them today, but we'll get some now. Corey Henderson, 775. Gil, if the budget gets tight, I'll fly down from Reno and do the teaser time voiceover for nothing. Just saying, I'm sure it'll save a stack of fun coupons. That's right. It was the guy who got paid for going teaser time.
Yeah, that would be Ryan Hunter, our master control operator, who does that.
So. Ryan Hunter does a good job on those.
He does.
That was his easiest one ever. Teaser time.
I didn't want to give him credit right away because I know we have a couple guys that do it, but he does most of them.
Yeah.
Great job.
I didn't know it was the Kenjineer who did those. Sounded like him, too. I guess not.
No.
Chance Copperpot, Kelly, your boy, said, this is a question for you, Bill. Bill, I have a question for you. I know that you're a volume better as I am. I am curious to know how you determine how much you'll wager on a single bet. I use percentage of bankroll, but it fluctuates depending on how much I like the bet. What about you?
I liked all of it except for the last couple of words. Yes, percentage of bankroll is great, but percentage of bankroll, unbelievable. But depending on how much you like the bet, that means you may go over your allotted, percentage. And
you don't bet more based on your perceived edge, though?
Listen, I need more information behind a perceived edge. I need more data-driven thing, why you like it so much more. Now, granted, there has been things I bet more on other things because I think props are, a certain return on investment. Some people don't like that ROI, but some things have a higher percentage of return than other things. So if it's a prop, yes, I understand, Chance. If it's a straight game, I probably don't understand. So.
This is from EZPKNS2. Long teasers reminds me of an old joke. Doctor, it hurts when I do this. Doctor, don't do that. Not sure what that means.
Wow. That's he could be right, though.
Yeah.
Teaser schmeezers. I'm like down on them.
Oh,
listen,
we just talked about
6-point teasers. If you're laying more than $1.20, you got no chance. And you want to know something? I wouldn't even lay $1.20.
Well,
I hate it. I was laying even teasers for almost a decade on 6 points.
He's exactly right. I misunderstood what he was saying the first time. He's absolutely right because this is what we're saying, how they have not worked out for us. And yet we keep talking about them, keep doing them, and we keep banging our head against the wall. Doesn't mean that they're not likely to turn, but that's what's been the case so far. Sean Higgs. Hey, Gil, our guy, Crackman, making Kangol as popular as LL Cool J did back in 86. And bringing back beards. Kelly Bidlin bringing back beards like Santa with Christmas 2 months away.
My man, Higgs.
The Better Life, Sean. The Better Life, Tim Lawson. Hey, Gil, football, NBA, MLB. It's all great. But when will you be doing your USL Championship playoff preview? Well, Tim, when you're willing to come on the show and give it to us.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
It's my man. Sean Higgs back with, talking about the trends. He says, an 8-0 or 15-3 trend is great. But did you bet the other games? Because if it loses, you're your one that you play loses. Now the trend is 8-1, but you're 0-1. Still a great trend, though. You're down.
Huh.
Taco T-Bone, great NBA ramp I cracked, but he left out NBA stands for no bank account. Todd Bubba Horowitz, trends only work if you play the same play every time the trend shows up for years. Trends are on the law, very large numbers. It's a crock because nobody follows them the time. All these guys are great. Len Glauzenski. Gil, your segment with Bill Krakenberger is so refreshing. Listening now, I was so happy to hear the other sharp guys are betting selectively. I've been doing that since betting sports, and I do listen to you and Bill to help me get better. Lenny, thank you.
We really have a really good – I'll tell you what, Gil.
Oh, yeah.
I was in what dump was I in the other day? Let me just think. It was a dump.
I don't know. Were there antiques there?
No, yeah, there were. No, but I was in a place that the guy said – this guy came up to me, a nice guy, and he's like, I – listen to you and Gil every week. He was such a nice man. And I was like, you know, you see that and you...
It's always gratifying.
Words he was saying, the things he listens because he actually picks up little nuggets here and there. Listen, we don't give out every single week, but we don't give out plays. It's not something we really do. But we give out other things that help you and just life lessons based on our playbook of being in this business and being losing betters. So at least I was. I was a stone cold sucker, a loser for a long time when I was a kid. Like everyone else from New York and New Jersey that thinks they win and thinks they have an edge. You come back because you think you have something. You think you lost something you shouldn't have lost. Oh, I got to do this again. I should have won that. And so it's nice to see that I was in a bad place. I'm not going to mention, but I was in a place I probably shouldn't have been. Always valet park. We talked about that earlier. Mm-hmm. And this place doesn't have valet. So I just left my car right out in the front anyway. And the security guard, I grabbed the security guard and gave him $5. Watch that car. But this guy came up to me there. And it's amazing. You'll get people coming up to you in the strangest of places.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about a casino. Literally, I had someone come up to me in a Panera Bread or something. It's really amazing. We have a good rapport with people here, and I'm glad we're super appreciative, super grateful for it.
Very humbled. I want to talk about, and I mean that sincerely. I want to talk about this. What I teased before the break, which is some of your tweets.
Sure.
Let's talk about the more light one here first, one that you didn't have to take down. This is from Bill Krakenberger. Here's your 6-month update, you say, on this solo one machine progressive at the Golden Nugget. Still has not hit in 20 plus years over $165,000 at $2 a spin. I don't like this, you say, and a bunch of emojis there. Hashtag show me the money. Hashtag give us a break. Hashtag casino. But essentially, this is the video, and you're talking over this, and you're saying, and then you go, well, I was laughing at it because you start spinning it, and you're like, look, not even a cherry. Not nothing.
Not even a cherry. I gave him $10. Gave him a sawbuck.
Yeah.
I gave him $10. I usually give him $20 when I'm downtown there. And then, of course, I'm thinking of ways to get my 10 back. There's a giant bathroom there with you. They have you can grab handfuls of paper towels for the car. So
I almost want to play it just to say that I gave it $10, just because it's a legendary machine.
We thought it was going to hit it. It goes to 99. We thought we were going to hit. This was about 17 years ago. I was living in the building. I lived up on the 18th floor, which is just an amazing story in itself. In a room that Frank Sinatra and Steve Wynn made a commercial, and in that room, I lived there. For years with the former owners there before you could do that. You can't do that now in corporate casino America. You could do it like in years ago in all the different places. Like Howard Hughes lived in a place for 3 months before they said, all right, you're out of here. And he said, no, I'm going to buy the building. So just amazing. That's where he lived. He lived at the top of Desert Inn. So anyway, that machine, $2 a spin, and the hold percentage, I don't know what it is, but – boy, I tell you, it was at 99.999, stopped. They went to gaming to have it approved to hit more. So I was like, wow, this is going to go up higher. It went up higher. It's up to 166,000.
If somebody ever hits this,
they should
sound an alarm in the casino. Everybody should stop what they're doing and should throw a parade down
to it. I mean, no kidding. No kidding. It's not, you would think it's not a bad play. For $10 or 20, it's got to be better than the Mega Bucks and the Progressive Linked jackpots. This is a single one machine jackpot.
20 plus years, though. You know that for
a fact.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 20 plus years. Yeah, it hasn't hit. And the rule, people don't know this, too. If they can actually pull that out and stop that progressive, but they have to put, if it starts at 10, if they feed 10,000, if they actually, you know, actually put 10,000 as their starting jackpot that the casino is willing to give away, the rest, the remainder of the money has to be given back to the public. It's a gambling, it's a gaming law. So they take that money and divide it amongst other progressives throughout the casino. People don't know that. Mm. They can't just steal the money. Mm. You know what I mean? They're stealing enough in other ways. 000 roulette and 6-5 blackjack. So, I mean, you know.
Under his breath. Yeah, there's other ways they do
this. So they can't just. So, but however, though, it does go back into other progressive jackpots. I have to tell you, I think that that would be a good thing to know where those progressives are if that ever happens. But why should they do that when they're getting people to chase this, you know, big jackpot? You know, when someone could hit for $8,000, $10,000, $4,000 in a progressive, okay, it's nice. It's not going to change anything. 166 might change something for some, you know, people. So it's a nice little thing. So I just had a – every 6 months I'm down there. I didn't realize all the guys that were going to retweet the video. So it's got about 85,000 views. There's some real – people love videos, Gil.
They love it.
Rather than if I talk about, yeah. I could talk about something that's going to make you money long term. You know, I'll get 7,000 views. Talk about, put a video up there,
80,000
of someone doing something, and you're going to get so much more.
Yeah, you had one with a guy going up the up escalator.
At the airport. Yeah. He's going up the escalator is going down. He wants to go up the escalator. So I just put a little funny thing. Another, the airport slot's got someone else. He's ready to go home. He went broke. By the way, I don't know if you know this about anyone. I think you do. I grew up in a real degen area, so maybe I had an Uncle Bobby. God bless his soul.
Oh, Uncle
my
Bobby.
Aunt Caroline dropped them off. This is the Italian side, my mother's side. Dropped them off at the, this is 1976, $5,000 was a lot of money. Still a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Dropped them off at the airport, Newark Airport, with $5,000. He flew out to Vegas. The next morning, you know, this is Italians from the Bronx, you know, you live home with your mother until in the basement until you're 50. So sure
that's
enough.
Right.
Yeah, this is, so literally, they lived together. My aunt and uncle lived together and wound up being very successful, both of them, by the way. But they lived together and literally dropped him off at the airport. And the next day she woke up and he was in his bed. She's like, oh, my God, how can it be? You missed your plane. No. As soon as he got off the plane, the bags were not unpacked. He lost 5,000 plane craps. Went back two. He was here for 2 hours. Went all the way back to Jersey. You have to know guys like that. People out there have to know guys that, you know, traveled all here. You're all happy. You put the Vegas Vacation movie on. You're pumped up. By the way, that's my pump up movie, Vegas Vacation. And what happens? Boom. You lose all your money in 2 hours because you got mesmerized by the
your Italian. The Italian mom reminds me of my Jewish mom, who if I said, hey, I'm moving home, she'd be like, what do you want for breakfast? That's what she would say to me.
There you go.
What do you want for breakfast?
Beautiful.
That tweet that Bill had to take down next.
We'll talk about it.
On A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the best betting talent in the game. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you doing? VSiN has a mid-season offer to make you smarter, better. Sign up now for just $99 and get VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl. You'll get everything VSiN has to offer, including our 24/7 live shows and subscriber-only betting guides to College Bowl season and the Super Bowl, all for less than the normal monthly rate. You'll also get VSiN subscriber-only season prep guides to the NHL, NBA, and World Cup. It's the best bet in the game, $99 for VSiN Pro now through the Super Bowl. Sign up at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidley's here. Bill Krakenberger, unscripted with the crack man. All right, Bill, what was this tweet? I don't even know about this. You were telling me this. You had a tweet that...
You know, it's a very fine line you walk. I made sure I had no faces on the video, so, but I did see someone playing $1,250 a spin on a slot machine. I recorded...
A spin.
A spin from behind, because the person hit for 50, like 50,000. It was like, ah... Next machine, I mean, and they have an auto pay. And just the way the person was doing, I said, wow, look at this. Bang, 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 bang. $1,250 a spin. If you get one, if you just break even on the machine, which is very easy to get break even on the machine, you get a tax form.
I was going to say
so tax. If you just break even, so you're, you're pressing a button now, that's an auto pay feature. By the way, I think all high limit rooms or all casinos in general, I was just back in Atlantic City, Hard Rock has that now. Ocean has that now. It's fantastic. There's no slot attendant involved. You just push a button. They have your information on file. You push a button. You put your code in there, and automatically you get the tax form at the end of the year. You don't have to wait to get paid. It doesn't. It really it's actually beneficial in many ways for both people.
For all, yeah.
You, because now you don't have to wait for a slot attendant. But I like that little break sometimes, waiting and just chilling out for a minute, thinking how much you won, how you're doing, what you should do next. Should you leave? Should you play so much more? Now you just press a button, and you get the money. You do get paid right on your machine. It goes right to your machine in credits. You could take the ticket, of course, to the cage and cash it in. But that does eliminate a lot of jobs in the casinos, the slot attendants, even maybe shift managers. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. But that's what it is. We've seen here at the convention last week, boy, they're focusing a lot of their newer technology machines and stuff at having no dealer, having no floor person, no pit boss. That's a thing of the past. Anyway, pit boss. When I first started, you know, when I literally first started gambling, you'd walk through a casino, you see a crap table with three dealers, a box person, a floor person for that table, and a pit boss in the pit. They've eliminated the pit boss. They've eliminated the floor person. And now they've eliminated the box person. There's three dealers. They take the money, spread it out, show the cameras. Of course, what that does, it leads to no game protection. They don't realize that. All it takes is you need one person and two people taking a shot at something. And it's really easy. You know, especially a casino that's so loud and stuff. You know, I had $300 on the eight. You had six and eight. I dropped it there.
I know some guy. And I
game protection. There's a lot of things that it's different, though. The casinos think they're cute, you know, eliminating all these jobs. And I understand certain ones, but
The thing about the game protection, though, like I know somebody, I won't name the casino, I won't name him, but it's high up at one of these casinos here in town, one of the big name casinos, who's, you know, every day he can tell me a story about someone trying to cheat on something.
Wow.
Every day.
Wow. Because you think a lot of those mechanics are dying off.
Yeah.
You know? So it's funny to hear. It's not funny. It's to hear that's amazing. So right now he's working in the business?
Oh, yeah.
Still going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But by the way, it might be an ongoing thing. I don't want to say that it's a new thing every day, but it might be an ongoing thing that they're investigating, they're watching closely, and they're saying, so it's.
I've seen some of the best mechanics telling me what they were doing, and I couldn't catch it. Telling me.
I would never in a million years be able to catch it.
They're telling me. I mean, you look at a guy like, just picture what's going on. Like, look at Shim Lim, what he's doing with his, right in front of you.
Back to Shim Lim we
go. I don't know if you ever talked about him, but just think about this stuff right in front of you, a card mechanic. But I've seen some guys knew what they were doing, and I couldn't believe it. From a guy shooting dice, saying there's, you know, red dice on the table, and he said, I'm going to shoot red once, green once, red once, right in front of me. I watched them do it. And the green ones came out. The red ones came out. Couldn't even see it.
So back to your tweet and the $125,000 spin. Who asked you to take it down? The person playing the casino Twitter
the
game?
Casino.
The casino.
Yeah, the casino. Very nicely. It was actually the one of the big guys in the casino. The biggest guy actually asked to my director of player development. He goes, can you tell Krakenberger to take that down? It's just kind of it's an invasion of their privacy. But
he's right.
He's right.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking it like that. But I made sure not to show the person's face.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, look at gambling in America now. This person is going from machine to machine, 1250, 1250. And then when the jackpot gets hit, it's the next one. I was like, wow, look at 50,000 zero reaction. 150,000 in 8 minutes, no reaction at all. No celebratory reactions.
Yeah.
It's all relative, I guess. I understand that.
No celebrity. That's very true.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
It's all relative. And you have to realize, $12.50 a spin. So to win, what's that? That's 40. That's like winning 40 coins on a slot machine.
We talk about this from time to time when the subject comes up. Probably not enough. But it is like, you know, because let me use the example of Circa Millions or Circa Survivor, which each entry cost $1,000. And people are always amazed. Oh, my God, this many people forgot to even put in their entry. These many people forgot to. It's all relative. Like, so last man standing, I always say about, I make fun of myself. 3 years ago, whatever the last time I bought a last man standing entry was, I legitimately forgot that I'd even gotten it, forgot before week one. But it's $100, so no one makes fun of me. They're like, it's $100. Who cares? So someone else, that $1,000 means nothing.
Right.
Right? And so for them, it's like, whatever, $1,000. Like, it's all relative. The amount of money being thrown around here, that was the biggest thing that legalized sports betting. I think if we go back now for 5 years and we say, what's the thing that we are most surprised about since the legalization of sports betting? And maybe your answer might be, oh, well, books doing this and books doing that and all that. I think the single biggest headline is, I don't think any of us realized how many people had so much disposable income.
Right.
Or maybe it's not disposable, right? But like Could we have anticipated that if we had gone back to 2017 or 2018, pardon me, May of 2018, if we'd gone back to ourselves on May 13th of 2018 and said, guess what? The biggest revelation is going to be there are going to be so many people that are going to bet wild amounts of money on all kinds of stuff. Would you believe it?
I fascinating subject matter here. This is a conversation I've had amongst sharp people, too. Like, what happened? How can these casinos? You can't walk. Go to Caesars. Go to the Venetian. You cannot walk starting tonight, Thursday. People come in town in flocks. I can't believe a fire marshal's not there saying, hey, that's it, we're done. I mean, it's that bad.
Yeah.
It's the foot traffic here.
It's incredible.
The people, the non-gaming dollars being spent, they spend it too. They're spending it.
Kelly and I talk about the South Point every day. Like, this is off-strip casino, right?
Yeah.
It's technically extended.
But what a locals crowd here.
Dude.
And a lot of people want to come. You know, I have, like, my buddy Teddy Atlas when he comes in town. Mm-hmm. He likes going away to the local casino, so he'll stay there. He'll stay down at the M or something for a week rather than stay on the Strip. And it's amazing, the dollar. But going back to what Gil said, the gambling dollar, what happened? How did it happen? I have my own theory, too. I think after staying in the house, literally, like when that day, remember Jeff ran out of here? He heard a sniffle and ran. That day, when we had the March Madness was going to be, and literally the place was shutting down, the town was shutting down. That day, I think people just went in, they stayed in their four walls, and they closed in on them for those next 4, 5, 6 months.
You might
be right. The town shut down, the casino. Gil and I live in high rises on the Strip. Looking outside, I never asked you this, was amazing.
Oh, incredible.
It was like, there was a movie with, I think, Charlton Heston, the Mega Man. That's what it was like. It was just, everyone was gone.
It was a sci-fi movie.
It was a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
And those four walls closing, you were afraid to go out in the hallway. I was afraid to go in the elevator because the media had you so, oh my God, you're going to get sick and die if you go in an elevator. So my theory is this. I really think people said, I will never, ever do this again. I've been saving hundreds, 200s a week, 500 a week, 300 a week. I am, when this is all over and things get back to normal, if they do, I'm spending my money.
You might be right that there
happened.
Is a, yeah.
And we're going to see the fallout. Don't worry. We're going to see a fallout. I say it. And you know, this is why it's unscripted. We can talk about anything. Wait till you see the calls to the gambling hotlines are off the hook. Connecticut there was an article on Connecticut. I couldn't believe it. They can't even hire people. There's so many calls to you know, the betting lines with all the new legalization of sports betting, online casino gambling. Let's face it. It's online casino gambling that's whacking people up. That's crazy. You know, it's the night gambling when they're in their underwears on the couch, when the wife and kids are safely in bed, and it's the closet gambling. The wife in the daytime when the kids are in school, the husband's at work. That's what's going on here. And I'll tell you, we're going to see a fallout, not just from them, not just from degens, doctors, lawyers, business type, Wall Street types. We're going to see the fallout from this. And I do have to tell you, that's why I do preach responsible gaming and try to make sure that kids aren't gambling like I was when I was 9, 10 years old.
I love this about you, man. I do love this about you because we often do the disclaimers when we're reading tags to promos and stuff. But to give voice to it like you are, I do think every once in a while it is incumbent upon us to mention this. And you're right. There is that worry. There is that concern. Not for those who are sort of have gotten this and have been entrenched in, although it's a worry for anybody, but certainly for the people who have gone ahead of their skis on this. There is that
ahead
worry.
Ahead of their skis. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And New Jersey's done a good job on responsible gambling.
Oh, yes.
I constantly see commercials on responsible gambling. DraftKings puts it out there. These places put it out there. So I'm not picking on any one group or one state or one company. So responsible gambling is a big part. Listen, like I said, I learned off my playbook, off the things that happened to me when I was a kid.
Bill Krakenberger right here on Scripted. More to come on the other side on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's make that the pro tip of the hour, by the way, what we were talking about just before the break. We do this, you know, every hour on the show, on the network. I think it's incumbent upon us to do it once as a pro tip. If you're a new bettor or new-ish to betting, establish a bankroll, stick to a unit size, don't get ahead of your skis, because this stuff can get off, if I can mix metaphors, it can get off the rails pretty quickly. It's your pro tip of the hour. Needs to be said. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. We get tweets, we get texts, whole bunch of tweets responding to some of the stuff we've been talking about. Ryan Hyatt sending in pictures of Billy Joe Tolliver to us. He's listening to the show today. Appreciate that. This is from Chance Copper Pice. I couldn't agree more with the take on trends. I do a lot of player props in the NBA, and there are many pick sellers that simply look at the trends. It should be the last filter, in my opinion, matchups for the win. I'm with you. Last filter. Doesn't mean you can't look at them. Just should be one of tool of many, if at all. If at all. Steven Vegas. Here's an actionable trend. Bet against the Mets to win the World Series. It's won 36 years in a row. Sincerely, the biggest Mets fan.
Oh, right.
Nemesis enforcer. A guy you ran into is absolutely right, Bill. Picking up nuggets all towards the goal of not being suckered. I prefer being taught how to fish opposed to just throwing me a fish. Those nuggets allow me to hunt the fish. Pardon me. Allow me to hunt the fish that I like. Thank you, Nemesis enforcer. Appreciate that. That is a great tweet. Johnny Vegas. One of Bill's recent videos was the, quote, sour rooters all around the one bank of machines like leeches waiting for people to get up to get a bonus round. What was that?
The bonus machines. I was recording how what strategy. Well, strategy. It's really dirty what they do. I mean, now they're actually a machine's going to hit at a certain amount. It's a must-hit machine. It has to hit. People can walk around. You can just read it. It says must hit on them by a certain amount. So the tourists going through a casino, they don't realize it. They just, you know, go through, put money in, build up that must-hit amount. Don't realize that mathematically at a certain level, if something goes from $250 to $500, must-hit at $500, you know, 80% of the way, you should jump on that machine. So what that means is literally $250 to $500, $450 if you have some promotions in the casino, you're staying there, you need to get play. It's a good machine to play at $450. A lot of these certain groups, I'm not going to say who, they go over and they'll blow smoke on you, on the machine. Like, they'll blow smoke in your direction. Some of them are vicious. And they just sit behind you and sour root. They're just sour, and they're rooting for you to lose. So I called them sour rooters, and that got 600,000 video views. It was cool.
Jack Hannon at Steeler Jack 50. Appreciate your honesty on teasers. Was wondering early on if you were pushing them to help Chrissy and Jimmy. Jack, I'd never do that. Love Chrissy as a friend. I'm not helping a book or anything. No, they've been awful for people. Bonzer Wolf. Story of the day in 1976. The cousin flies to Vegas, loses $5,000. That's $26,000, he points out, in 2022 dollars. Loses $5,000 at the craps table, gets right back on the plane, flies back to New Jersey. He was on the plane four times longer than he was at the craps table.
That's exactly what happened to my Uncle Bobby.
Yeah.
Robert DiPrisco. I mean, am I with the same guy? I mean,
Jesus, might be the
crap
same guy.
Table.
Jack Hannon also adds, he goes, 40 years in the casino business, crack, your no box man call is right on the money. So much missing money that a bean counter will never see. The loss is never seen.
There you go.
Let's see. Oh, Lucky Luciano. Tell crack, seen his post inside the Italian American Club, so I made reservations for dinner when I come to town in November. I have yet to go there.
Yeah, Jimmy, really, I got to show them that video. They got a ton of views, and a lot of people said I got to go there. It's not in the best area. It's on the east side, almost down by Boulder Highway. So make sure you're, you know,
big
aware
old
of
sign
that.
Out there. Yeah,
yeah, but yeah. They have a security guard out in the parking lot though, and it's you're walking into 1968.
I love that.
I love the Italian American Club. By the way. The food is off the charts. The food is great. I mean, escarole and beans, something your mother used to make for you. Like that was like peasant food. Now
escarole
it's escarole and beans. Escarole and beans. Escarole. It's a great place.
Mark Geiger, our in-house attorney here on A Numbers Game. Crack is 100% right. It's an American legal tradition to seek to blame deep pockets for one's personal decisions that go bad. Let's see. Chris Heath, dovetailing what we're saying. If it weren't for the pandemic, I would have never discovered betting at Fonner Park. And, of course, ping pong. Yes. Table tennis was basketball.
Wow.
Anyway, there's so many of these. I could go on and on and on. I appreciate it. Here's one from Kobe. Thanks for the PSA on responsible gaming. I sent this tweet before when you guys did it. A few months ago, I am the clinical director at the Problem Gambling Center in Las Vegas. It is a real thing. Appreciate you guys as a gambling show. You guys bring it. Thank you, Kobe.
Wow. Was that? What's his name?
Kobe, K-O-B-I-E is what he goes by. He's at Kobe West on Twitter.
If you can tweet me, add me. I'd like to talk to that guy.
And this is Tim Lawson by text. He said, gamblers talking about gambling will always get the ears of gambling, and you guys provide such a sophisticated yet relatable perspective. Thank you very much. Ears of gamblers, he said. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that.
Really nice speech. That's nice.
Listen, all of that is fascinating, with your tweets and the one that got taken down and all that. But isn't it interesting though? We talk about sports betting, we talk about these games, and we do in this hour anyway. We gave picks earlier on the show. We talk about matchups and games and our thoughts and Survivor and all these kinds of things. But here, it's interesting what sort of lands, and with your tweets, it's interesting that the gaming, like the stuff we talked about, this just the stuff on a machine. Will resonate with such a broad audience.
It's amazing. What a difference.
And so what do you think is at the core of that?
It shows me that casino gambling is much, much bigger than we know, especially compared to sports betting. Casino gambling is just, wow. When you put a video of neon lights or something captivates people, and they stop and they watch the video, and now they want to comment on it. It's so different than a sports book and sports betting, where more of maybe analytics and numbers, and people don't understand a lot of the things. A casino, you could be any dummy and go to a machine and press a button. So
even though the mathematical edge is built into those
so
machines.
So much more, too,
yes,
than sports.
Right. Mathematical edge, a mathematical certainty bet into to those games or those slots or whatever. And it still captures. And here's the thing: even with the growth of sports betting nationwide, 30 states plus the District of Columbia, and who knows what else on the horizon? Doesn't look like it's going to happen for California, but I don't know. Maybe it will. Even with that on the horizon, it is interesting with sports betting that it still remains in the pie of casino money. It still remains a sliver.
It is.
Yet, from a marketing standpoint, you would acknowledge that it outweighs those other things, because there are no shows on slots.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We're not talking about slots for an hour.
So
that's the interesting part about it. It's financially not the biggest thing, but it does bring the people. It brings all the boys to the yard, as Galise once said.
With those last couple of minutes here, I'd like to talk about this real quick. You know, when I was asked to take that video down, they were really nice about it. So nice. And they were saying, this guy's going around trying to bring people in our high limit room. And he's charging them to play machines, showing them edges on reels, which is total BS. This is really bad. Listen, the listeners and viewers on this show, they're already too smart to fall for this. But it's happening out there in Vegas. This guy's got a big Instagram following. He's showing people, telling me, this machines do. I know, I talk to people, this machines do. And taking them in, and people are so naive. I can't believe this is going on. I knew about it because I tweeted about it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Sure enough, when I took the video down, these guys came over to me, these executives, and said, this guy's been in here. I said, wow, I just talked about this guy. So don't fall for any of that kind of stuff, guys, please. It's hard to believe what I'm even saying, right? Someone's going to show you, take you into a high-limit room and show you this machine, keep playing this right here at this amount of coins, and you're going to win money. And he swears by it, shows videos, he blinds and mesmerizes people, and that's happened. But real quick, I know we got a minute here. Have you ever seen parody in the NFL like it's been this year?
We talk about it every day. It's amazing.
You know,
Pete Rozelle's dream come true.
This is unbelievable. Like, anybody can win on any given Sunday. I want to just give my own little hypothesis here. It's the stylistic type of defenses. I'm talking to some of the sharpest guys, and they're really, used to be able to rely on really good quarterbacks and good offenses, and you really can't do that anymore. The defenses are so different now, and what's actually happening, it's forcing the quarterbacks to, like, what do you call it, like dink and dunk, making it really hard on them compared to those. Every day you used to see 75-yard bombs, 80-yard bombs on the SportsCenter highlights. You just don't see that no more. There's a lot more variance introduced to this, and it's so hard to beat these sides, these defensive schemes they're coming up with. Listen, a good team should rather see 100 plays than 50 plays. They're only doing 50 today. A good team over time with that many more plays, like a sports bettor, you're going to make more money on percentage. We'll talk about this maybe next week because it's a really good subject.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Ran into a wall here. I had much to say, but can't say it. We got to go. I'm doing the Megapod. Aaron Schatz, our special guest. We'll put that on the Beating the Book feed. The Lombardi Line next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.